Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Toby Kennedy, who is the president at Montage Insurance Solutions. Toby, for 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Toby, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Yeah, thanks very much. So my name is Toby Kennedy. I'm the president of Montage Insurance Solutions. Montage is a full-service commercial insurance consulting firm focusing on large groups, so employee benefits, workers' comp, all of the insurance needs a client might have, consulting as we source the right plans and programs, servicing throughout the year. I also serve as the CEO of some Policy Insurance Solutions, which is our sister company that works in the small group arena. I'm the chief strategy officer for Benny App Inc., which is an HR auditing software tool, and the HIT podcast host, which is a weekly podcast catered towards human resource professionals, HIT, human resources, insurance, and technology, dropping every Tuesday. So those are the hats that I wear, and that's kind of who I am and what my world is. From the perspective of individuals and organizations performing at their best, I think there's probably a couple different arenas to touch upon. Day-to-day deliverables, right? So as you have things that you need to accomplish just personally that you need to mow through, I'm big on old school notes. I literally get out a pen and paper, write down my list of things, maybe even order them, line through them as I go through them. It's just my way of setting the multitude of things that are sort of mission critical to the day. So lots of things are going to come up. Lots of sleeve tugging is going to happen throughout the course of the day, but there's a few things I need to get done. I also keep a physical calendar. So if I don't get that stuff done on that day, I'll write it down into the next day. So it's there, it's waiting for me. I know I need to get through that. So in that manner, kind of planning ahead, looking ahead, just kind of helps me organize when I got a lot of plates spinning and even sort of looking down the pike. So maybe there's things coming up tomorrow, next week, 3 weeks from now that seem really far off, but the only time I'm going to have to get to that is this window now. So I got to get to this maybe seemingly less time sensitive thing now because I've got other things coming down the pike. For myself as well, I think that you're talking about your kind of daily deliverables and then yourself as a professional. So what content are you taking in? Audible, podcast, right? I don't really listen to the radio. I don't waste my time in the car. I take in information that's relevant to my job to kind of make me better and sort of perform better. Career-wise, I'm really big on mentors, joining groups, making sure that you sort of have someone to bounce things off of and put an arm around your shoulder. Lastly, I think from an organizational standpoint, there's probably a couple of key factors. Your meetings, how do you set those up, right? So we have daily stand-up meetings with our managers. They're called stand-up meetings for that reason. Don't sit down. Don't spend more than 5-10 minutes. Quick report for everybody. Then weekly update meetings that beget monthly gatherings, quarterly offsites, and then annual retreats, right? So as you talk about things that are bigger and more important, and then sort of bite-sized daily, weekly, monthly. And then probably lastly, I think defining your processes, refining those processes, and always keeping your client and sort of end user in mind. I think those are ways that individually a person can succeed. As an organization, the organization can succeed. And those are kind of the key aspects I wanted to touch on today.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Toby. That's really clear, really concise. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are completely free for our subscribers. So, Toby, could I offer you a virtual fist bump with an explosion?
Let's see, do we do this? There it is, right on. I got to blow it up. Perfect.
Thanks ever so much. It's great to see you again.
Likewise.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.